Hello everyone, it's Jana here with James Wynn. It's the 9th of October today, but this is for October Day 8. Oops. Yes, I'm playing catch up. Now, the topic for Day 8, I believe, was songs or an album that had to grow on you. And I'm pretty sure there were many over the years, but there was one in particular, an album that I remember, and that was Alanis Morissette's Jagged Little Pill, which was recommended to me by a friend when I was at uni. He did say it was an acquired taste, but he was also absolutely waxing lyrical about it. So I thought, okay, I'll give it a go if it's that good. And I went ahead and I bought it. And yes, on the first listen, I found it quite shouty. And I did think that her voice was quite an acquired taste. I gave it a few more listens, and I also did something that I don't usually do. I read the lyrics. Normally, I find that many a good pop song has been ruined for me when I found out what they're actually saying, because the lyrics are quite inane, or they don't make any sense, or it's just downright, I don't know. So I don't tend to pay too much attention to lyrics in songs, actually, which is easy for me because I'm not a native speaker, so I have to make a conscious effort to try and understand what they're singing. So that usually works for me. With this album, it was the other way around. Once I looked at the lyrics, I found that, they were brilliant. Brilliant lyrics. So this was a girl who was saying it how it is, very wise, and she was using literary devices that, even though her songs were, most songs are quite tough or serious, she was using literary devices she would usually only find in sort of a comedic sense. So, impressive all round. And also the other thing was, and that's something that I like, the music, suited the lyrics. And this is what worked for me, because I quite like music, you know, songs I like. It's basically poetry with a tune to it, and this came close. So my favorite on this album, favorite song, was probably You Learn, so I'll put that on. I don't think that usually gets played. And this one I like, because I was at uni and I was learning about, all sorts of different perspectives that people from other cultures have. And this song certainly offered something that was totally different to what I was used to. Different philosophy, so to speak. Yeah. Okay. So as I said, this song really struck a chord with what I was going through at the time at uni, meeting different people from all these different cultures with their different outlook on life, which is probably the biggest thing I've taken away from university, not necessarily what I learned there. But it's certainly true what they say, broadens your horizons. Now there's the next song. This is also, I'll just leave that to play. This is Head Over Feet, which I quite like for its sentiment. So I'll leave that for the rest of the boo. Thanks for listening. Yeah.